Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gens is in studio with us, and you just heard that phone number, 258-3688. But the website, look at that. Yeah. Listen live on demand. GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Niles?
So I got like Bob just had mentioned, a lot of good stuff on our website. Before I forget, we're not having any events during the month of June or July, but you're more than welcome to give us a call at the office, and we will send you a link that you can watch all or part of a workshop that was recorded, professionally recorded, I might add. Mm-hmm. And videotaped by a company here in town this past March, okay? So I think if I was somebody listening today, I'd say, yeah, instead of going to sit somewhere with a bunch of dozens of other people, mm-hmm. I can sit and watch this on at my leisure, at my PC, my laptop, my smart device, or any other thing you want to use. Right. I can watch it. I can back it up. If something was said, I can back up and listen to it again. Mm-hmm. So give us a call. Get on a list. I believe it's available today, if memory serves me. Mm-hmm. It's finally able to send out the link. But give us a call, and whoever answers the phone, say, hey, I'd like to watch the workshop presentation, and then we'll take your name down and get your email from you. And when it's available, which I think is today, we'll send you a link. You can watch it at your leisure.
You know what I think, Niles, that getting juniors, maybe sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school, getting their attention to sit down and watch anything that's on that website is going to be chock full of information.
Yep.
But get that spark going. Make those kids aware of the importance of planning for their retirement. You cannot start early enough.
Correct. So we're going to go off subject just a little bit. Not really off subject, that's the right word. I received an email from Congressman Tom Emmer yesterday. I don't know if you get his emails or not.
I do not.
I do. So recent data from the Joint Economic Committee highlights just how severe the situation has become for Minnesotans. So let's talk about inflation.
Okay.
Where has inflation hit your family the hardest? What everybody kind of think on your own now? At the grocery store? At the gas pump? Housing costs? Let's go back and talk about it.
How about all three?
Yeah. For the average household in Minnesota, spending more than $151 more per month for food.
$151,
yep. Now, the average household, what's the average household? Two kids?
Yeah, I would think.
So one and a half, maybe. What if you have three, four, five kids?
Exactly.
You could double those numbers.
What if they're teenagers?
Yeah. Well, if they're on the football team.
Exactly.
Now, I noticed this yesterday myself before I got this email. I generally don't go out and about much. Mm-hmm. Staff locks me in my kennel all day long and makes me work.
Yeah.
But I've been noticing, I don't know if you noticed this or not, fast food restaurants, the drive-up part I'm talking about,
yeah,
there's not as many cars in the fast food drive-ups as in the past.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to counter that with Chick-fil-A. That place is busy constantly, and I love to see that.
Yep. But other ones, I just went by three, four of them yesterday.
Yeah, I agree.
Bought it the noon hour, 12:15, I think it was. There was nobody in the drive-thru.
You don't want to spend $10 for a cheeseburger in a drive-thru?
Well, actually, I think it's more than that.
Probably.
Now. So not only are Minnesotans feeling the pressure rising prices at the grocery store, but fast food, which used to be considered budget-friendly, is now considered luxury for many families.
Yeah.
Food isn't the only thing that Minnesotans are spending more on due to failed economic policies. Energy costs have skyrocketed. The typical household in Minnesota is spending $113 more in energy each month since 2021. So inflation since 2021, if you take a cumulative total, is up 19.9%.
Okay. Can we add those $151 to the gas prices to what else it's costing us out there?
Right.
What, $300 a month, $400 a month, $500 a month?
Yeah, probably. I'd say, I know staff, talking to my staff, they all have kids and at home, they're probably in that $500 to $700 range per month more than three, 4 years ago.
Okay, so while fast food is more expensive, we can't be ripping those people, owners, because they're just passing the costs on.
Right.
Like the grocery store.
Yep. Yeah, the grocery store's margin of profit, I think, is probably slimmer than it was three, 4 years ago. Yeah.
They're trying their best, folks.
So we're going to base today's show on boredom.
Boredom is dangerous.
Okay. B-O-R-E-D-O-M, boredom. We're going to talk about one thing all seniors should know before they retire, how to stop boredom from ruining your happy retirement. First off, I'm going to stop there. Anybody thinks, well, Niles, you're full of it. I won't be bored when I'm retired. I'm going to challenge you on that one. I probably talk to more retired people on a daily basis than most people talk to in a year. Okay. I can attest to the fact that people get bored in retirement if you don't plan. Okay. So let's talk about it. We'll get to this next. So again, things that you should consider before retirement. Don't let boredom wreck your retirement.
You know, or your life.
Or your life, yeah. Work can be stressful. We all appreciate that. But it also keeps you busy. Okay?
Keeps the mind occupied.
Yeah, you're not bored if you're busy. Okay? Just as important, it means keeping busy without having to go to out and spending money. Okay?
Right.
Once retired, you'll find yourself feeling restless, possibly unhappy due to not having enough activities to occupy your time. And that's obviously a terrible state of mind to get stuck in. So why is it important to ask yourself these questions ahead of time? Do I have a plan for how I will spend my days? This is when you're retired now. Have I researched the cost of different activities? And will I have enough retirement income to do all the things I want to do? Have I looked into volunteering? Have I considered a part-time job? I could see no problem with a part-time job.
Me too.
And volunteering. Okay. Yep. The last one is especially important to mull over. Many people think a retirement is a period that should be devoid of work. But a part-time job could do more than just put extra money in your pocket. It supplements your Social Security, but also give you your days some structure and keep you busy and social a few hours a week. So let's talk about the environment that you and I grew up in.
Yep.
I grew up on a farm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not only did we have the farm, my dad had a Skelly gas station, too. There was no time for boredom when we were kids and teenagers. And my dad never retired. Okay. The farm was rented out to his brother, of course, Uncle Melford. And then when Melford retired from farming and went into the auctioneering type business, a neighbor farmed it. So dad didn't farm it since the 50s.
Right.
Okay. But the station he had in town went from Skelly to Getty to Texaco there towards the end.
Yeah.
He went to the station every day. I remember as a kid, I'd wake up in the morning and I'd see dad driving off at 6 o'clock in the morning and he'd go to town, open up the station, and then he'd go have coffee with the boys, other business guys about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then go back to the station, make sure my brothers were doing what he thought they should be doing through the day. And then about noon back up to that same cafe. And
Were these the days where he would come out and clean your windshield, check your oil, make sure your fluids are all good, plenty of air in the tires?
And check your belts.
Yes, sir.
I was taught as a 10-year-old. They didn't have child labor laws back then. So
wouldn't have mattered.
Dad sold Gates belts.
Yes.
And we were taught, you open somebody got $1 worth of gas or $2 back. His gas was... I remember gas 27 cents a gallon. Okay. I started working.
Yeah.
So somebody get $2 worth of gas. You still wash the windshield, check the tires, and pop the hood, check the oil. Because those cars back then burned oil.
Yeah, they
cars
did.
Nowadays
sure.
Don't.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But you took your thumb and touched those belts, and dad would be in the station watching. And if you didn't do all that, it wasn't, well, Cookie, here's your participation trophy for trying.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, funny. Here's a boot print.
Yeah, here's the death look you just got for not looking.
Yeah.
Because that brought in revenue. If a belt was loose or bad, that brought in revenue.
Okay? Plus, your people were safe when they were on the road. And more importantly, they appreciate that.
Yeah, so getting to retirement now, I think myself personally, it would be fun to have a part-time job in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Either job for wages. Or volunteering.
Maybe it's nothing else going
to the VA center twice a week to push seniors from the nursing home to their doctor appointments. So you get an opportunity to push a Vietnam War vet or a Korean War vet or somebody like a vet to his appointment and spend time with them.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's at Quiet Oak, spending time there helping keep the facility clean or baking cookies or talking to people. Or at your church or at a school. There's plenty of... opportunities and clients of ours that become active in those types of endeavors in retirement are very, very happy.
Niles, don't you think that they understand better the importance of interacting with other people when you get a little older.
Right.
You get it.
Yep.
We're
yep.
humans. We need this stuff.
Yeah. People are herd animals.
Yeah.
You know, we belong in a herd.
We do.
Okay. We're not single. We're not meant to be by ourselves.
Right.
Okay. Biggest downfall personally for me, when Dad died, Mom became a hermit. And we didn't do enough. Looking back, you're always a genius when you look back.
Yeah.
We didn't do enough to break that sitting at home by herself.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of dug her heels a little bit on us,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we should have dug our heels back the other way, too, a little bit more, okay? Now, Mom did come to the kids' ball games, came out to our house, that type mm-hmm. of stuff. But she's 160 miles away,
right?
Okay? So we should have dug our heels a little more on her
mm-hmm.
Personally. So, again, try to find a structure in retirement. Work on that structure prior to retirement so you know when you retire, this is what I'll be doing. Maybe late in broadcasting, for example, I'd say to Bob, you know, you're getting a little older, you know, if you don't want to work full-time but still coming and do voiceovers.
We have a vacuum cleaner here that you can operate on these hallways. That's what they're going to want.
Well, if you're good at it, Bob.
There you go. Okay. You know what, Niles? I just want to jump in here and just throw this important, something that I think is kind of important, right? I believe we have forgotten that need, right, of helping other people, of making all of those things a part of our lives. Think about older folks, right? Think about the things that we're talking about here, the importance of being able to do those things, get out and help other people. And again, I think that's why we're here.
Yeah. So why we talk about this boredom thing in retirement yeah. is to stay active, say mentally, physically active,
mm-hmm.
but also it comes to your finances.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your finances and your ducks in a row going into retirement, regarding your finances and your legal documents, it allows you to have a very comfortable retirement that you're not worrying about money.
Mm-hmm.
Worst thing that happens is that you worry about money on a daily basis. How am I going to buy? The cupboards are getting bare. How am I going to go buy these more expensive groceries that we just talked about when we first got on the air?
Yep.
You know, my car needs gas. You know, how am I going to afford this? Who knows what price of gas is on a daily basis? It swings. So I saw $2.89 to $2.34 on the way up today.
Yeah,
it's the same gas, by the way. Okay,
yeah.
But again, the importance of having activities in retirement. Now, people say, well, now as I have a honey-do list, it'll take me forever. No, it won't.
Right.
Okay. Grandkids events, go to the concerts, go to the ball games. I'm going to a ball game tonight, weather permitting, up to Sartell for my grandson. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching that. Okay. Makes it a long day. You know, get here at 7, ball games at 6:30, get home at 9. So my math tells you it's a 14-hour day.
Yeah.
So what?
Exactly.
The Twins are going to get beat by the Yankees tonight again. Anyhow, there's no reason to watch that. Anywho's, so boredom. So they threw this one at me. A German philosopher, why we're quoting a German philosopher, I don't know. Arthur Schopenhauer.
A smart man.
Smart German.
Yeah, there you go.
The two enemies of human happiness are pain and boredom.
Yep.
Okay, the two enemies of human happiness are pain and boredom. Retirement, often portrayed as the time of endless relaxation and leisure, can bring an unexpected challenge, boredom. As retirees transition from structured routine of their professional lives to newfound freedom of retirement, many struggle to find a sense of purpose and fulfillment. This lack of stimulation can lead to a range of negative consequences, affecting mental, emotional, physical, and social, and even financial well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One of the primary reasons retirees experience boredom is the sudden loss of purpose and identity. After years of deriving meaning and value from their careers, retirees find themselves questioning their role in society. The absence of daily goals and accomplishments can lead to a void that is difficult to fill, leading to feelings of apathy and lack of motivation. So another thing that I see with retirees, and I'm not going to call them seniors anymore, I'm just going to call them retirees,
mm-hmm.
is that when you get bored, and you mentioned it here before we went on air, you have those screens in front of you, Bob. There are 7 screens in this room.
Yeah.
Any more hidden? Eight of them over there.
Yeah.
My father-in-law was 100% guilty of this. He would wake up in the morning, go sit in his recliner in the living room. Doris would bring him breakfast, and and Fox News would be on all day long. And all day. That's all he ever watched.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, CNBC.
The Weather Channel.
I don't care what it is.
Yep.
But they are meant, they're actors, first off. Okay? They're highly paid actors. They are acting to upset you.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So you'll keep watching.
So you'll keep watching. So I recommend to people, shut the TV off. Still know what's going on in the world, obviously.
Yeah.
But shut the TV off. I can tell when people come to the office if they're how their mood is by what they're doing. If they're bored, they're negative. You get negative when you're bored.
Niles, I have had a very good friend whose wife took her life because she was bored.
Yep.
Just, boredom can lead to alcohol or other things.
Yep.
Do yourself a favor, folks. Do a Google search and find out what the fastest growing segment of people who are needing help with drinking or drug abuse. It's senior citizens. Mm-hmm. We have too much time on our yep. hands.
So when I was getting ready for church this past Sunday, I have a tendency to go out in the car way before Helene's ready to go. I don't honk the horn.
I was going to ask.
I honked that horn 40 years ago, and I'm not doing it again, okay? But I wait. So I listen to WCCO.
Sure.
So they had a lady on there. I don't remember her name, but she's a doctor, worked with older people. Mm-hmm. And she specifically said stuff like that.
Yep.
But the show was basically based on Alzheimer's and dementia.
Right. And that'll bring it on.
Yep. And the high amount of drugs that prescription drugs that yeah. seniors are taking
yeah.
can drive you to that. So that's the show was based on, yeah. on that while I was waiting. So let's talk about other people who are inspiring us. Ever heard of Benjamin Franklin?
You know, I have. I didn't know him, but I went to school a couple of schoolhouses down from him. I just wanted to say that before
so
you did.
He actually retired from active political life at 42.
No way. Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. The things in my hand never lie. However, retirement did not dampen his spirit or diminish his desire to contribute to society. He started the first public library. Did you know
that? I did know that, yes.
I think I knew that, but I forgot. Okay, the Library Company of Philadelphia. I think he had also something to do with electricity.
The electricity here. And maybe the Declaration of Independence.
And the lightning rod, invented the lightning rod.
Bifocals.
Mm-hmm. So again, did all this stuff after he was retired. Now, granted, he retired at 42, and most people can't obviously afford to do that. So here's one that I thought was interesting. I think Natalie, who does these radio notes for me, planted this one on purpose because she knows I've seen every one of these shows 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Little House on the Prairie.
Absolutely.
Helene watches that show constantly.
Mm-hmm.
When I come in the house, when I get home, it's either Little House on the Prairie, the Waltons, and I can't think of the other one, Bones.
Okay.
Those three shows are on. So I've seen every Laura Ingalls Wilder show at least 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an exaggeration.
I grew up close to Walnut Grove.
Yep, but we did too. I want to get a guy kick off one show they had in Walnut Grove. Supposedly there was a mountain with a white cap in the background.
Yeah.
So Helene will have the Wilder show on at Little House on the Prairie. Go, where's the mountain
where's
cap?
The mountain, honey?
Erosia must have took that one down.
That's funny.
So, but we actually been to the one place in Iowa where she was. There's, mm-hmm. there are different places where she's been, and we've been to three of them, I think.
Wasn't it on the banks of Plum Creek? Wasn't that the Walnut Grove one?
I can't remember either. But anyway, why we brought up Little House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls Wilder started writing these books that the shows are based on when she was in her 60s.
Unbelievable.
In her 60s.
Yeah, and okay. How long ago was that?
I don't know. It doesn't say in my little
but
notes
I mean,
here, Bob.
Living in the 60s, to your 60s, and having that kind of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, the point of this show, this part of the show, is find something to do in retirement. And Bob, you and I have talked on air, off air in the last 11 years. We've been doing this show almost.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest worry, and I think the biggest worry for my family, is me when it comes to boredom in retirement.
I would agree.
Because what have I been doing the last 44 years come August?
You've been enjoying your life.
Yep. But me, and I was telling some clients client yesterday, same age as me, Niles, when are you going to retire? Well, that's not even in the cards. I don't plan on retiring anytime, I mean, even in the near distant future, whatever you want to call it. Because what do I do, Bob, every day? Now, be nice. You're on air now.
Okay. So every day you get up early.
Early.
You get to meet with people that you enjoy.
Yep.
They've become almost family, I would think.
Yep.
You get to make their lives better.
Yep. So what I tell people is I get to sit down and talk to nice people all day long.
Perfect.
All
just like me, Niles.
Yeah. So why would I give that up?
Right.
So we have a client of ours who passed away April 2nd. Him and his wife, the husband passed away, I should say, and never had any kids. They were never blessed with any kids, not much for relatives to speak of. So his wife, about 3 weeks ago, one day when I was in appointments, came in and handed us the flag that was on his coffin for his military funeral.
Yeah.
So we have that on display now at the office.
Yeah.
And I was mentioned to Denise yesterday, another client, this is back, we might be touching 25, 30 years ago. When did Ronald Reagan die? Do you remember when that was?
I don't recall I don't.
But it doesn't matter. So clients 80s, of ours, 90s. Yeah, it was in the 80s. So clients of ours, husband and wife in St. Paul, were personal friends to the Reagans.
Right.
Okay. So the husband passed away, was a doctor. His profession was a medical doctor, and he was a doctor in World War II. So when he died, the wife let me know, and I was at the funeral, of course. So again, we'll come back to that one.
Niles, June 5th, 2004, 20 years ago today, Ronald Reagan
did
died.
You looked that up so quick.
Instranet.
Instranet? Mm-hmm. You are a talented man.
I really am. By the way, we'll get back to all of this, including some data on Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Okay.
1965, it was in the 30s when she published that book, which is even saying something more incredible.
And you don't remember that?
Oddly enough, no. Niles Genz in studio. Their phone number at Genz Financial Services, 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Online at GenzFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com. Niles, at the beginning of the program, you mentioned that you guys are taking June and July off for workshops, but your offices are open.
Oh, yeah. We are open
full. You are busy.
We're just not. The reason why we did not do any workshops in June, traditionally don't do them in July also,
yeah,
is because we've had a huge wave of people attend our workshops this spring. Late winter, spring, and people want to come see us afterwards, and we're just backed up.
Yeah.
Okay? And then people off the radio show here are calling in off our Facebook, off the internet, things like that.
Yep.
You know, we're getting several calls throughout the day. People want to come see us, and just a matter of giving everybody their fair amount of time to do a good job for them. So none in June, none in July. We will start up again in probably mid August, I would guess.
Okay.
But we do have it available now to watch it on your smart device or your PC or your laptop.
Yep.
Just give us a call, 320-258-3688. Just give us your name and your email address, and we can send you a link to where you can watch a show that was recorded at the Holiday Inn here in town. I believe it was March of this year. You can watch all of it, or you can watch bits and pieces of it. So also a thing I would encourage you to, we send out a weekly a blog, I think, is a word that they use.
Mm-hmm.
And the one this week is why you shouldn't postpone your retirement contributions. Another thing, cutting edge retirement advice at your fingertips. Another one, let's get your 401k plans under control. And another one is discover how hidden costs in your investments can be, investment fees can drain your wallet. So again, all these. It's a blog that's sent out on a weekly basis. All we need is your name and your email. If you find after you've gotten a few of these that they are no use of to you, you can unsubscribe, of course. We don't use the information to hound you down and call you 10 times a day. We're not selling used cars. Don't take that wrong, used car salespeople. But again, it's a good opportunity for you to become more educated when it comes to retirement. So we wrapped up the first part of the show on boredom. We're just going to end it on this acronym, I think, Bob, big word they used.
Okay.
Acronym. B-L-S-T-H-D. Again,
B-L-S-T-H-D.
Bored, lonely, stressed, tired, hungry, and depressed. That's what could happen to
yes.
retirement if you don't have a plan.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So bored, lonely, stressed, tired, hungry, and depressed. Okay? So if you know somebody who's retired that this fits them, part of it, mm-hmm. please give them some attention.
Any of those things.
Yeah. Please give them some attention. Give them a call. Hey, Bobby, you want to go to meet me at the local cafe for breakfast tomorrow morning?
Sure.
My treat. You know, that type of thing.
Yep.
So just be mindful that there are retired people out there of all ages that do need some attention.
Okay, so we touched on the fact that Ronald Reagan passed away on this date back in 2004.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1932 when she was 65 years old. Laura Ingalls Wilder published her first book, Little House in the Big Woods. Okay, in 1932, she's 65. What do you suppose people normally passed away at that age at that time?
About that age.
Exactly right.
Yep.
And how she was able to do this. The reason I bring this up is, man, if you're going to be look at it as a second life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a shot at making your dreams come true.
A second opportunity.
Right.
Yeah, to do things that you didn't have time to do when you were working and raising kids. Find a passion.
Yes.
I told somebody the other day, said, "Niles, what are you going to do when you slow down?" "I'm taking a culinary class."
I can see that.
That would be fun.
Yep.
I'd also like to go to these, I don't know if you ever watch Pitmasters on TV.
The barbecue things?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to go to one of those competitions.
Yep.
I'd like to participate in eating that food, of course.
What makes it so good?
But I'd like to
challenge them.
Challenge them.
Sure.
Okay. So again, find something. Traveling, Helene and I like to travel, probably me more so than her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We like spending time with the grandkids, that type of stuff. Find a mission in retirement. Find something, because it's the first time in your life where you're not committed to the 8 to 5. Hopefully you have income coming in every month that you don't have to worry about finances, okay? That you can do what you want within reason, of course.
Sure.
You're not taking a private Learjet to Brainerd or whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to have your finances in order to do this. Now, we talked about this many, many times on the air, probably almost every week. You got to get your debt off the table.
Absolutely.
Okay? It's huge. So the key to a happy retirement is finding yourself.
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully you have you're married. Hopefully your spouse is still with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. If not, find a circle of friends that you can associate with. I still think one of the best places to do that is your church.
Absolutely.
Okay? These people have the same upbringing as you do, the same values you do. Church, you know, when we go to church every Sunday, the same people are... Us Lutherans sit in the same spot every Sunday.
You're in my chair, sir.
And I've had people know me well enough after going there for 26 years. Somebody's in my spot. I walk up and I stand there and look at them.
You know, I would go to your church and do that on purpose.
People do that. And I'll say, look, slide over. I put a deposit down last week for it's all in fun.
Oh, okay? For sure.
But it's nice seeing the same people every Sunday.
Yeah.
Then every once in a while, there's a new one sprinkled in and give them attention.
Absolutely.
If you see somebody in church or somebody out in public that you don't know, hey.
You know what, Niles? We talked about that earlier this morning. If you met somebody on the street and they smiled at you, mm-hmm. would you smile back? Of course we would.
I say hi to everybody.
Yeah. Freaks them out sometimes.
And I wave to everybody, too.
Yep.
I'm not putting my arm out the window waving.
Yeah.
Just, hey, how you doing? You'd be surprised. I visited my aunt and uncle in the nursing home last Thursday. I went back home. You'd be surprised. Well, you're probably not surprised, but when you meet an elderly person in the hallway, they're in a wheelchair or a walker. Hey, hi.
Their face lights up.
Oh, that's the highlight of their day.
Yes, sir.
Somebody took the time to say, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
Or maybe open a door for them, you know, that type of stuff. So I think volunteering in a nursing home would be very rewarding for myself.
Plus, you might even learn how to play that game of whist.
I've never played it.
Okay. There you go.
So again, here's some personalities that what you have to watch out for in retirement. So there's workaholics,
mm-hmm.
individuals who define themselves solely by their work become stagnant if they don't find a purpose for their energy. One challenge is that such individuals have used work to escape their relationships at home. So hopefully, we had no workaholics here today listening.
Yeah.
The caregiver. If you're doing is taking care of others, you neglect yourself and you burn out.
Mm-hmm.
Giving to others starts with having a personal boundary and learning how to say I'm going to say no. Okay. The control freak. If all you know is telling people what to do and when to do it, you will struggle with minimal friendships. and fail to experience an abundance during retirement, learn to listen and be present. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. Use those two ears. And I'm as guilty as the next person, okay?
But you listen, Niall.
I think I'm a good listener.
In order to be a good speaker, you must be a good listener.
Yep. The perfectionist, this is a miserable way to live because you can't let go. Practice the 80% rule. Get things done to 80%. Good enough, okay? After that, it's a diminishing returns, okay? I've seen people where they come in the office and all the papers are lined up perfectly. They'll reach across the desk and line up my papers, and I'll go, I've had a mousetrap here.
What are you doing, man?
If I had a mousetrap here, your fingers would be in it, okay? So I'll get the neat freaks are okay, but yeah. Some people, I remember growing up, we had an aunt, Aunt Helen was her name. Her house was immaculate.
I wish I had that ability.
Yeah, but as a kid, I didn't know where to sit.
Yeah, oh,
what
gosh.
To do.
Yeah.
White furniture? Really? And you got kids? Must not be a dog or cat.
Did you have plastic on the furniture or no?
We had neighbors, and we used to live in Plymouth many, sure. many years ago. They had plastic on their white furniture.
Absolutely.
What's the point?
And they never took it off, even when company came.
No, we sat on the floor. Here's one that I will jump on anybody, the pessimist.
Yes, sir.
Do not come in my office and be a negative Nelly. Mm-hmm. The sky is not falling. Okay, we are the United States of America. It's still the best place to live in the world. We do have some issues. I'll be the first one to admit that. But don't be a negative Nelly when you come in the office. Okay, mm-hmm. The busy bee. Of course, we all busy bees. The lone wolf, very dangerous lone wolf. Okay. And the materialist, some people will overcome loneliness just by keep buying things.
Spending your way to happiness.
Spending your way to happiness.
Yep.
So again, the point of the whole show today, and we didn't talk about really investments or stock market return and all that stuff.
Right.
You have to find a purpose in retirement in order to be able to afford to find to happiness in retirement. You need to get your ducks in a row ahead of time that you're not worried about your investments losing a pile of money. You have predictable income coming in every month. You know what your expenses going out are. Our happiest clients are not necessarily the richest clients.
Right.
Money-wise.
Right.
They're the ones that you ask them how they're doing. Fine. You got enough money coming in every month? Yep, we're doing good. We're saving a little bit of money every month. Perfect.
You know, you've earned this right to retire, folks.
Right.
Be smart.
Yeah, be smart
Do
about
this.
It. Be smart about it.
Yeah.
Have a great week, Bob, and everybody. And I'll look forward to talking to everybody next week.
Me too. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.